Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 65 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am your mindfulness mentor to help you think about things in a little different way so that you are more mindful of your moment, so that you can think about things positively for your mental and emotional health to be happier. Because you deserve to be happier. So welcome to this motivational, mindful, inspirational, everyday podcast for you. And on to the show. Our calming video is a journey. It's an island, a Caribbean island, and there are cars on their way in the morning to work, to the store, maybe it's back home even, to have another day again on the beautiful island. And our thought is, every day is a chance for a new journey. Every day is a chance for a new journey. Let's talk about that, shall we? So, in seeing those cars, what is your journey? Do you have to hop in a car, in a bus, in a cab, a taxi, a train, a plane or helicopter to get to your work? Or do you just have to travel down the hallway? Or do you just sit up in bed and pull your computer on your lap? There's so many journeys to start that day. And every day gives us a chance to make it different. It doesn't have to be the same unless you like routine and that helps you get along. Well, when that piece is over, are you back in that same journey at the end of the day? What about taking a different pathway? What about taking the 10 extra minutes, the 20 extra minutes, to drive different, to take a different train, to walk another block in another direction before you return? Take the opportunity to change things up a bit. See some things a little different. Rewire your brain path. Oh, but I go this way because it's the quickest. Well, what's funny is, when you find another pathway, maybe you'll realize, you know what? It's about the same. Some days it's 1 or 2 minutes faster. Some days it's 1 or 2 minutes slower. But it keeps you engaged in a different way. So you're not always seeing the same things. What would happen if that pathway got closed? Do you know what to do? Do you have a different path? Do you have your backup path? Something to think about. It's always good to have alternatives, even though you have the things that you enjoy in your routines every day. But having backup options, what happens if you're late for a meeting and there is that backup? Be it construction of some sort that causes you delay. Even more, do you have your backup plan to get around? And yes, I'm talking about an actual journey, an actual pathway. But you can change things up. We set out in life and think, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm doing. But we learn as life goes on, it's not that easy. I'm not going to just graduate from high school, go to college, continue to my master's and doctorate, my specialty schools, continue, get a job right away, buy the house, have the family, work for my entire life and retire and wait around till the sun sets. Well, you can look at it that way. But what is going to make your journey interesting from the time that you're 16 to the time that you're 86? Because not everything is going to be a straight path. There will be blocks and construction in your way. It's just allowing yourself to think, I have a chance to take a different journey. Maybe I want to graduate from high school, work for a summer, or start college right away. Maybe I want to take a year off before I start working, or work in another country and get some life experiences. There's always new ways to think of the journey. It doesn't have to be done the same way for every person or for everybody, even in your own family, when you're encouraging others. Some things work better for other people, just like being able to sit up and work in your own house. For some people, they need to get out of the house. It's more constructive for them. But every day gives you an opportunity to take your journey somewhere different. And maybe you're on the path that you're so delighted with, and everything is going your way. Well, enjoy it. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy what you're learning from it. Enjoy what you're getting out of it. Whether it's satisfaction, finances, being around people that you like, enjoy this part of your journey. As the journey evolves and change, learn how to enjoy that too. And find what it is that you're looking for to find satisfaction. And if you're in the place where everything is perfect and you're just trying to find some value out of your everyday, take that walk in a different direction. Take that drive on a different street. Take a different train, a different plane. Go see something else to expand your mind and your imagination of all the things that are out there that you might be missing while you're on this straight path on your journey. It's a big world. There's so many people. And you can go enjoy all of it. I just overheard a conversation about someone saying they went to Turkey and they grew up in a small town in the U.S. And in the airport, they ran into one of their high school friends on the other side of the world from the same small town on the same day. Now, they each never knew that they'd ever visit Turkey, let alone run into somebody that they knew from their childhood. That's the beauty of the journey. Unexpected things will happen when you go places. And it just makes you think about things a little differently. What are the chances? And what are the chances that you can enlighten your journey and enjoy the path at the same time? Learn something new every day. Change your routines every so often so that you're comfortable when something unexpected happens. And enjoy each moment to be mindful, to be there, think, breathe, live, take it in with all of your senses. My friends, I am Avalon, and I wish you a mindful day along your new journey today.